This is St. Louis Public Radio. The turmoil in Ferguson drew the attention of some powerful people. Everybody from state legislators to the President of the United States spoke out about Michael Brown's death and its aftermath. But there's one commentator without a fancy title who has some poignant ideas about the conflict. He's an 11-year-old from University City with a ravenous interest in politics. He first came to St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum's attention at a recent meeting of the St. Louis County Council.
Meeting's called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It all started at what was by all accounts a boring meeting of the St. Louis County Council. No major bills were debated, no news broke, and members of the council were civil with each other for a change. I was about to declare the meeting a total loss until Councilwoman Hazel Irby called the first person to the podium to speak during the council's public forum.
Our first speaker is Marquise Govan.
Within a few moments, Govan sauntered up to the podium. He adjusted the microphone down to his height and told one of the most powerful legislative bodies in the St. Louis region this.
The people of Ferguson, I believe, don't need tear gas thrown at them. I believe they need jobs. I believe the people of Ferguson, they don't need to be hit with batons. What they need is people to be investing in their businesses. We need better living and housing conditions. That's what we need.
I was blown away. Adults with postgraduate degrees have had trouble encapsulating what the problems in Ferguson mean. With no prepared notes and no outside help, Govan managed to articulate the underlying causes of the situation pretty well. I had to find out more. After making a phone call or two, I learned Govan was an 11-year-old from University City. He goes to school at Loyola Academy in St. Louis and has an insatiable appetite for the region's politics. After his great-grandmother drove him to our studio, I found out he had a lot more to say about what's going on in Ferguson.
All the wrong issues are actually being discussed and brought up, but none of the issues with jobs, why we can't get jobs in our own neighborhoods, why can't we get better educations, just like the people in West County and South County.
One of the things that you are worried about is in some black neighborhoods, the police are primarily white. I'd like you to elaborate on that a little bit. And why does that bother you?
Think about it. Think about if minorities were in all the white neighborhoods. Would they treat those people right? Some of them will, but a large minority of them won't. And that's the same thing that is happening in the minority community. You will generally treat your own people better than you do people from another race or another country or whatever.
What do you think of the media's coverage of the Ferguson situation so far?
I don't think that the media is necessarily handling the right way, especially the TV shows. A lot of them want to show and talk about the bad part, the looting, and I believe they should be talking about the issues that I talked about.
Govan and I talked for a solid 20 minutes about Ferguson, the St. Louis County Executives Contest, and how to get young people like himself more interested in politics. He was so sharp that I had to ask the obvious question. Are you interested in maybe running for office one day, or what do you want to do with your life with this interest in politics?
I do want to run for a seat when I get older because politicians, they're just there. They don't go to whatever, the Jefferson City or City Hall or Washington, D.C. to actually fix the problems. I want to go to wherever I get my seat, to actually represent the people.
Let the Missouri political world be on notice. It's only a matter of time before Marquise Govan burst onto the scene. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.